In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This last Tuesday, our church celebrated the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ. It would be wrong to think that the transfiguration as an event was just an isolated event and that it was simply something to show us. No, it was something much deeper. In fact, it was the revelation of the constant state of our Lord when he was on earth. But this was not visible and not detectable for ordinary people on this earth, because our Lord took upon himself the appearance of a mortal man, who took upon himself the image which was distorted by the sin, by our fall, and his likeness was therefore dimmed, not in himself, but because of us, because of his love towards us, and that is why he eventually went to Golgotha and was crucified for us and took upon himself our death as our punishment for our sins. And it was only in the resurrection that again the kingdom of God was revealed in its glory. If you read the gospel in its context, which was read on Tuesday, and see what was just before those words of the gospel last Tuesday, you will see that the evangelist says, after these words, and he quoted Jesus saying that, believe me, there are some of you who are standing here who will not see death when they already will see the kingdom of God in its full glory. And after, the evangelist continues, the 8 days after these words, Jesus took, and then the story of the transfiguration. So, in other words, transfiguration was the fullness of the kingdom of God shown to us, shown to his three disciples, and also revealing the unity between the world which is beyond and the world which is still on earth in the appearance of the saints of the other world, of the great prophets Moses and Elijah. And it was in this glory of the kingdom that the light of Holy Spirit was seen, the light which was the glory of complete unity between God and man, and between man and man, in full visibility of each other, in full understanding of each other, in full unity of each other, in full eternity. This is the message which was received by the envoys of Prince Vladimir when he went to Constantinople. It was there that this envoys actually saw the kingdom of God in full glory, just like during Transfiguration. And that was what brought to him back, made him eventually to become convinced that the real faith which he was seeking was coming from the Orthodox Byzantium. Today, I want to say a few words to our listeners and our friends in Russia, and these words which I will say now in Russian will be the last sermon in the series which are this year dedicated to the approaching millennium of baptism of Russia.